Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
And this part of the show is brought to you by I'm Listening. It's okay to not be okay. We know the power of talk and save lives. Odyssey's I'm Listening aims to share valuable resources for those who need to connect, heal, and share their own stories. Join us for conversations of healing and hope during our fifth annual I'm Listening special happening tomorrow at 6 o'clock on all Odyssey stations and on the Odyssey app. Go to Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.com/I'm Listening.
And get the app. You can get it at the App Store. It's wonderful.
Totally free.
The Odyssey app. It's free. And so Odyssey is a media company, a media entertainment company. Mm-hmm. But it's also an app. Get the app. Then you can listen to Scott Capurro's wonderful appearance for wherever you go. You can be walking on the beach listening to Capurro.
Odyssey. If you want, you can listen to really whatever you want. Nice hair, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
You can't.
I have beach hair, actually. Vinny, I was at the beach yesterday.
Oh.
So nice.
Did you take a swim or?
I put my feet in. It was quite cold. We went to Dillon Beach, which I'm so accustomed to. Well, I used to go when I was in high school really high, which is bad. Don't do it, kids. And I remember being very cold, but it was so beautiful yesterday. Oh, my God. Dillon Beach. Lovely. Do you go there, Sarah?
I've been to Dillon Beach a few times, yeah.
Oh. They have these cute little cabins when you drive in, tiny little cabins. We don't want to rent one of those.
Why don't you? Why don't you go see at the beach? Do you rent one?
Play with other people's dogs, which after a while becomes a bit creepy because we feel like we own the dog after spending 5 minutes with it, which is probably not good.
Yeah. I'm actually amazed that you and your husband have not adopted a dog. I can't believe you've held yourself. You shouldn't. You live in two countries.
Yeah, they don't live in one place. How could they do that?
But they talk about it all the time, Vinny.
Yeah.
How they're going to get a dog.
We're really determined this time. And then a couple things happen. We're like, yeah, maybe we should wait a little bit longer.
You should wait until you live in one place. That's what you should do. Pick a place, live there. That's when you get a dog.
Dogs are gypsies. They'll go anywhere. Whatever.
No,
they're
not. What? No, they want to be with their owners in their house, wherever that is.
Yeah, in our several homes. What can I do, Sarah?
They don't want to be in the belly of a plane waiting for you to land on your next extravagant trip around the world.
It won't. No, we'll drug it. We'll drug it before it begins.
Oh,
that's
cool. Oh, isn't that wonderful? I hope you don't have any delays. Yeah.
Right.
And animals never die in the belly of a plane.
Well, it's all about, you know, who can survive, you know?
So the beach was nice, huh? You loved it?
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
All right.
It's so nice.
Did you get some sand in your crotch or what?
A little crotch sand. And then the drive back. It's just that part of West Marin is so pretty. It's just so amazing. And all anyone talked about were the fires. That's all everyone is thinking about locally is the fire season. Is it going to go up? That's what they're all saying. Well, enjoy it while it lasts, you know?
Who's they? Just random passerbys on the beach?
You just chat people up as they walk by you?
Well, you know what I'm like. I'm a people person, Sarah. I'm a walker and I'm a people person. Mm. And we went to a restaurant and I don't know why the waiters were... They stopped coming to our table after a while. I don't know why. It was weird.
How long were you there?
Just a couple hours. I was on the phone, my computer. They didn't like that. But
what restaurant?
You're down.
Just like at a coffee shop or at a restaurant?
Point Reyes is outdoors. Yeah.
And you were hogging a table, and they decided to stop giving you service. Maybe you'd leave.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was, but we don't play that game. But they were all worried about that. And then at Dillon Beach, we stopped at a little other place, and we could hear people next to us with the dogs, we were procuring, talking about the fires. It's very unnerving, isn't it? It's terrible.
Yeah. It definitely is. And every time my phone buzzes, because I get these, like, I don't know, it's like 888-777, some, like, you know, alert number that sends me, like, there's a fire over here, or there's evacuation notices here, or there's, you know, and then it starts going. Like, if there's a fire, I'll get an update every couple minutes. Like, and then I start to get, like, this anxiety and
evacuate,
stuff.
Evacuate.
How was the weather out by the beach? Because it was hot yesterday.
It was like 86 degrees. It was insane.
Oh, my God. Perfect beach day.
After that, it really makes me think I should cut down my shower time. I think I'm going to cut down my shower time to 10 minutes. That's good, right? If I cut down.
What are you cutting from to 10 minutes?
20? Is 20 bad?
20 is really bad.
20 is way too much.
It's five times.
Are you wearing a bikini out on the beach when you go?
Yeah, what are you? Yeah.
Well, I try to find the beaches where nothing is necessary because I'm a free person. You know, I like to be free.
And but Dillon Beach, is that a nude beach? I don't know,
no,
Dillon.
It's not
It was
nude
yesterday
beach.
When I was there. It was,
oh,
in the corner we were in was nude for a while.
So you guys did get naked on the beach?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're European. I mean, that's what
you're not European.
No, I have
you're
an
not
passport,
you're Brazilian
Sarah.
And American.
Well, yeah, but we, you know, we spend time in Europe quite a lot of times.
So okay.
So you become a peon, I see.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, so.
But so. Did people complain?
People moved away again. And I thought it was because I was chatty. But then I realized when we got in the car, we hadn't gotten dressed yet. And anyway,
you walked back to your car naked.
Yeah. And some people are like, oh. I'm like, I know, it's really warm out, isn't it? It's great. And I just keep forgetting that they get nervous about that here. That people, Americans are so uptight about that, at least in Marin. I remember spending my childhood naked on the beach in Marin. I remember that. Isn't that true? Is that? Am I making that up?
I don't know. Maybe when you're like poolside. Four, you might be naked on the beach, but then you put clothes
on. Not 14.
On.
Yeah.
Not 14, no.
It was very warm. We forgot our Speedos. We smoked a little weed. And
don't do it, kids.
We weren't sure where we were at some point. That happens. I start crawling on rocks. I'm like, am I on a beach or on the moon? Very strange. The weed here is so strong. I think it's the hybrid thing of the
yeah,
weed.
I don't know. I can't. I know. All I know is I can't handle the weed of today.
You know,
I was having a hard enough time with the weed of the 1900s.
Yeah, I know. We made naked angels. It was fun. And chatted with people.
You made naked angels?
Yeah, you know.
So you did get some.
Sandage.
Yeah, that'll get right up your butt crack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is being uncircumcised considered coverage of some sort?
Oh,
or is
good
that...
question. It's in a sleeve, after all.
Right. Mm.
I see what you mean. It's, yeah, I think it could be. But it also, you have to be careful with that because it can transmit things if you're not, you know.
It can also capture and keep sand.
That's the thing. Mm, and, right. And little sand creatures. And so
you could have a little hermit crab who's like, this would be a perfect house.
There was a cute little hermit crab I was chasing around yesterday. I thought about bringing that home, too. A cute little white one about that big. It's adorable. So sweet.
Okay.
Yes, you have to be careful with all that.
So,
it was fun.
So let's talk about your gig real quick tomorrow
night. But
the
sand on the thighs is why it takes 20 minutes in the shower, Sarah. That's what I was getting to. Anyway, yes, go ahead.
You're really not supposed to put sand on your drain. I don't know if you know this, but it sits
really?
In the...
Is that a thing?
Yes! That's why people... There's outdoor showers for that. You rinse it off kind of on a... If you keep showering in your bathroom, the sand doesn't just flow down the drain. It gets caught in the pee trap or whatever the thing is called.
Yeah, it's
pee
trap.
See, I have boundaries about outdoor shower. I need my own toilet. I need my own shower. I'm sorry. I cannot take a shower.
You've got to rinse off before you can't. If you rinse your kids, if you rinse yourself in your regular drain, what you're doing is putting sand that, you know, 20 trips to the beach and you've got a clogged pipe.
You're clogging your hole.
It's a rental. What do I care?
You're clogging your hole.
Oh, God. All right.
Thank you, Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vinny.
All right. So
I'll put some baking soda down.
Tomorrow
there.
Night, you've sold a whopping 4 tickets for the Clandestine Brewery in San Jose.
We're up to 5.
Oh, my God, 5 tickets.
Yeah, thank you.
So there is some serious social distancing going on. Last weekend, you were at The Griff, and you said you not only sold it out, you oversold it. That's not, don't do that. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, those drains were clean. We checked first. And then we got everybody to shower together. No, it was great. The owners were like, yeah, you can, a couple more are fine. And then they brought in some of their employees. So we had,
full house.
We had about, Yeah, it was amazing. And the audience was so up for it. But I think people, like what Vinny said, I think people were really hoping for a great show, and they got me. But they were fine with that.
No, you said that you did a mere 65 minutes.
I know, good, right. And
that's
Steve
no good.
Osborne went on. He was fantastic. He did about 20-25.
20-25 is so great. You know, you leave them, they're laughing, you give them all your best stuff, and then you leave, and they're like, oh, that guy, I could have stood 10 more minutes of that.
No, because some of those people had paid more than other people, so I had to do the full hour.
No, you didn't. Yeah. There is no law that says, I mean, I think 45, 50 minutes, that's the sweet spot. But we've had this convo before.
I know, but
we don't need to have it again.
But you have an attention span challenge, Sarah.
I don't, actually. I'm fine with it. No, I can sit and watch something. I was born in the 1900s where attention spans were still a thing.
Right.
So, listen.
So it's always been a problem then. Yeah, it's just, look, if I'm doing, you know, dynamic pricing and I'm charging people $30, $35 a ticket, I got to cough it up, you know? I just feel a responsibility toward, I'm sorry, Sarah, I feel a responsibility toward your fans. That's what I'm out there doing.
I see.
I'm building bridges for you.
Good for you, Scott.
Oh, my God. You're so wonderful. Dude. Thank you so very much.
And Petaluma rocks. I've got to move there. Talk about dogs. They're everywhere. I love Petaluma.
Why don't
you guys move there? It's so cute there.
Oh, you want me to move up there and put you up in my guest house?
Oh, please. It'd be so nice.
Why don't I just buy one of those little cabins on Dillon Beach and you can always use that, huh?
I wonder if that's how we broke your shower. Was it sand? Was it Edson and I putting sand in your shower?
Did you do that?
I don't remember.
Because if you did, I'm going to scrape out my drain.
Oh, right.
Okay.
You mean that not just as a euphemism, but you mean you're actually going to do it? Look, I think we might. I don't know.
All right, come on, Adele. All right, listen. So tomorrow you're at Clandestine.
Maybe.
Why? Just maybe because of the 5 tickets?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
It's in San Jose. We got a little show for you. You'll love him.
He's little,
honestly.
Yes.
A little show.
Is
a 40-minute show. Let's sell it as a 40-minute show. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I guess so. Then he's not paying attention. I wonder if San Jose is
listening
ready
to every word you're saying.
Is it up for comedy, do you think? San Jose, is it ready?
Yeah, I believe they are, and I think that you are very funny. So I hope that they fill that house as safely as they can, whatever that is.
10
house
people.
Adorable.
You can consider 10 tickets sold a sellout.
Yeah, great.
It'll be fantastic.
Perfect. Yeah.
5 tables of 2 spread out nicely.
And maybe I'll serve snacks. Would that draw them in?
We'll see. You can't. Don't do that.
Just
give
walnuts.
Them, give them what you're... Okay.
Yeah. In a sample cup.
Should we do some stories? I have a story that you might like.
Let's do it.
Do you know who Judas Priest is?
It's a rock band?
It is. It's funny because it's not funny, but it's when I was growing up, I really never questioned Rob Halford. He just was the dangerous looking guy in the leather daddy gear. And it wasn't until later that it was like, yeah, I'm gay, you wanks. So,
everybody had the same sort of impression that, this guy, he's a
tough
biker
guy.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
And it turns out, nope, he's a daddy.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. So he's old now. And
is he still wearing the leather?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he wears the leather. He's calmed in his old age. He's still, you know, the glorious rock star, but he's taken money from Plymouth Rock Insurance. It's a New Jersey-based insurance corporation. The rocker, get it? Plymouth Rock. So here's here's the ad. Vinny, you'll enjoy this.
Okay. Bundling home and auto with Plymouth Rock.
I like it!
Well, that's great. Let's do it.
Amazing!
All right!
We're rolling!
Rolling!
You got Plymouth Rock! This moment seems it's serving up a signature rock scream.
See how much you can save by bundling home.
There's a whole bunch of different ones. You could really.
He sounds great.
Yeah, he sounds great. He's a
I actually think
signature rock scream.
The signature rock scream is his.
Absolutely,
he's
the guy. Oh.
I think
made
Bruce
that.
Dickinson maybe you know is second place to him, but
Bruce is great.
Number one goes to Rob Halford for sure.
Yeah.
Vinny, do you still wear those leather chaps that you had when I first met you? Do you still?
Right. Good one. I don't have assless chaps, Sarah.
Right.
That you did.
Do you have leather trousers?
Just having chaps is having assless chaps.
I knew you'd want to pick that apart. No, I don't have any chaps. No, stop saying that.
No leather trousers.
For that. I don't wear chaps, and I don't wear... No, absolutely not.
Let's move on to the next guy in the news. Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X, he was over on the BBC. And he had... And listen, I'm going to say there's no auto-tune on this. Have a listen to this.
All right. Jolene.
Maybe there's some auto-tune.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare. Your flaming locks of auburn hair.
Lil Nas X pulling off Jolene, my friends.
I like it
too.
Good for
and
him.
I know. So that's on. Actually, put both of those up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I like the flowers on the mic stand.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice. It's great.
The video of him when he got his first hit singing with that class was enough to make me love him. But I truly thought. I feel bad. He's never going to make a second run at it. There's no way. He's too, what do they call that?
Niche-y. Like
one-hit
like
wonder. Yeah, like, you know, this isn't going to happen for him.
A novelty song.
Right. And clearly I was wrong. Mm. I'm happy for him.
I'm in that bucket with you, Vin. I really did think, oh, it's wonderful that he's having this success. Ride it as long as you can, cowboy.
Save your money, pal.
Yep. Every penny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
is that because that's what happened to you guys when you tried your own musical careers?
Yes, that's we had gigantic hits that went number one for 25 weeks in a row, and then we were never heard from again.
Is that what happened?
Right when the song had come out. He's at an elementary school, and he's like almost in tears. He's blown away by these kids going, "Oh my God, it's the guy!" They sang the whole song to him.
Yeah.
It's so good.
This is when I'm in Sarah's house. All the guitars and musical equipment in the music studio.
Yeah, we still
beautiful.
Think
it's
we still think that, maybe we could be rock stars one day.
I know there's a sadness about it. Isn't it? You walk through, it's like a museum. It is, yeah.
A little layer of dust on everything.
That's
oh,
it.
That's
I don't
so
want to feel like you guys are wax figures, but I do when I'm there. I'm like, this is the museum of music that never happened.
Oh,
this is the land of misfit songs. That's how it feels. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh. I do. It's terrible. It's a terrible place to be.
Sometimes when we come into the house, we can hear you singing from afar. We think, should we go in or are there going to be tears? Because you're there singing with John on the guitar. It sounds so nice.
You hear us singing?
Oh, yeah.
From the outside?
Miles away.
No,
yeah, sure.
Stop it.
We can hear you, of course.
We do spend, I mean, there's at least an hour a day where John's sitting at his desk with his acoustic guitar in one hand, in his hands, and I'm sitting on the couch playing like a video game, singing the songs. That is,
as
we're waiting for you to show up, I guess.
Yeah, but then we come in and you stop, and I'm like, well, I wonder if this is just their thing. It's just
our thing. It's for us.
Yeah.
We were killing time until you got there. We were so excited. We had to do something to get our minds off the impending arrival.
Do you ever think about writing a little show for yourself? Because you have a draw. You could write a little musical. Vinny could do the arrangements and stuff. Or maybe play a character.
Nope. Why don't you write that for me?
Okay.
That'd be great. I'll perform your thing. Your
Why
vehicle.
Me? You're the actor in the party.
I'm thinking about writing a lesbian love story. What do you think?
Between me and Vinny? Yes.
A
I
musical.
Think that would work.
Be great.
We'll talk ourselves to death.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow night, Clandestine Brewery in San Jose. Scott, it's always great to see you. Are you sticking around for the secret show?
I've been told that I am.
And we're going to get to some bad advice today. So you need to do some listening. I'm listening. Say that to yourself a few times.
Oh, I was just listening to you. Sorry. I'm listening. I'm listening.
All right, Scott, thank you so much for being
Love
on.
You guys.
Everybody, go see Scott in San Jose tomorrow. Go to scottcapurro.com and get all the details. We'll be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.